Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, I'm David Shepherd and you're tuned into Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. Torch is a Christian organisation with a range of services for people at any stage of the sight loss journey. Today's thought is from Deborah Chand, who tells us about a recent encounter with a mouse.
My cat is a mouser. She spends many a happy afternoon gazing into the hedge at the bottom of the garden, as if on duty, waiting for sightings of potential prey. Voles, shrews, mice, large and small, birds, frogs, feathers, twigs and leaves, all there for the taking, though fortunately most of them managed to escape. One sunny afternoon, the cat caught a mouse and brought it into the house. This mouse managed to get away and scampered behind the kitchen cupboard. I set up a humane trap, complete with offerings of chocolate and Christmas cake, then closed the kitchen door and waited. Several hours later, no sign of the mouse. Investigating further, there was no sign of the cat's crunchy treats I'd left in the cupboard either. Then I spotted a trail of crumbs and a lone cat treat at the bottom of the cupboard, near to a hole through which the washing machine water pipe flowed. I realised what had happened. Said mouse had, treat by treat, removed them all, negotiating its way through the well-stocked cupboard, through the hole at the back, to a safer haven, there to munch in mousy bliss. I have to say, I was impressed, though a little unsettled by the way the mouse had done this without disturbing anything else, including the wobbly scales that had held the cat's treats. It took a few days, and several calculations about how long it might take a mouse to metabolise so much food, before it was enticed by the lure of chocolate and cake into the trap and restored to freedom. I find myself endeared to a little creature that enjoys chocolate and fruit cake. And apparently, we are not so far apart, sharing virtually the same set of genes. And there's more to connect us. The Bible says in Psalm 148 that even the creatures of the ocean depths, the wild animals and livestock, and the small scurrying animals and birds should praise the Lord, for his name is very great. And Jesus said that his Father knows everything about us, even as he knows whenever a sparrow falls to the ground. He also says that we are precious to him, more so even than a sparrow or a mouse.
Thank you for listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust. Torch works to raise awareness among churches throughout the UK and internationally to ensure good local support and friendship for people with sight loss. Torch also has a free lending library of audiobooks for people who are blind or partially sighted for purchase or free loan. To find out more, you can go to our website at torchtrust.org or telephone 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.